The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the 2025 April issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin with the front page. Scout Life, and has a young man here who looks like he's underground. Yes. Right on the front page, it says underground overnight. What's better than exploring a cave, spending the night in one? Then we have Bug Off, how to deal with pesky insects. These scouts conquered a low ropes course, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. And let's see what we have waiting for us in this issue. We have our departments, page 2, Airy on the Prairie, page 3, Heads Up, page 7, Asked the Gear Guy, page 8, Scout Life Headliners. On page 40, there's Fitness First, Religious Emblems on page 40, What's Up on ScoutLife.org, page 41. On page 42, there's Reader Favorites, and page 43, Think and Grin. The comics for this month, page 24. Mazes and More. Page 28, Lion Pride. Tiger's Adventures on page 29. Wolfgang on page 30. On page 30, The Bear Bunch. Page 31, We'll Be Loyal Scouts. Page 31, Arrowheads. Dink, Duff, and Desi on page 32. Pee Wee Harris on page 33. Page 34, Wacky Adventures. Page 36, Scouts in Action, and more Scouts in Action on page 37. And our feature articles, on page 14, Gear Guy, Bug Off. Use this gear to send irritating insects packing. Page 16, Don't Bug Me. Be prepared for biting and stinging insects. Page 18, Learning the Ropes. These scouts found challenges to conquer close to home. Page 20, Scouting Around, Ticks a Flat. Flat tires are no fun, but they shouldn't ruin a cycling trip. You can fix a flat tire by following these steps. Page 22, Merit Badge Minute, Cooking, Railroading, Oceanography. And on page 38, Scout Life, How to Make It, Moccasins. And so we're going on to page 2, and we have Airy on the Prairie. When making the magazine, what's the hardest part of the process? Is it harder to find stories from troops and heroic scouts, or is it harder to lay out and print the magazine? That's from Alexander I. Y. in Bay Point, California.
Well, look at you, Alex. You're flying in with the tough questions. This is a good one, because every part of making the magazine comes with challenges. But telling scout stories is honestly the easy part. There are just so many good treks to cover. Submit your own here. Go.scoutlife.org outings. For me? And the hardest part is making sure I get my fill of the grubs in the garden at the office and carving out time for my commute each week. I nest in Houston these days, which is about an hour flight from Scout Life headquarters. Oh, yeah, I should mention I fly on a plane. You think I'm flapping my wings all that way?
I want to say how much I enjoy every issue of your Scout Life magazine. It's funny, interesting, and informative, all at the same time. I love the jokes and games. They make me laugh and continue wanting to read the rest of the magazine. However, I think learning about other scouts through action-packed stories is one of the best parts. The magazines are definitely something I look forward to seeing in my mailbox. That's from Seth Y. in Corte Madera, California.
Glad to hear it, Seth! But let me just say, this isn't my magazine or the boss's magazine. It's your magazine. Scouts like you are at the heart of every single page. The jokes you love, those are all submitted by scouts. The stories of adventure, those are all about scouts like you, too. On that note, I think you're really going to like reading about one troop's caving expedition on page 10. Ah!
Moving on, page 3, National Arbor Day. Celebrated April 25th is the perfect time to walk on the forestry merit badge and nature-themed Cub Scout adventures such as Lion, Champion for Nature and Ready, Set, Grow, Tiger, Champion for Nature and Tigers in the Wild, Wolf, Champion for Nature and Spirit of the Water, Bear, Champions of Nature, Wiblos, Champions of Nature, for Nature, Arrow of Light, Champion for Nature and Into the Woods. April, watch it! College Basketball Championship Week is April 4th through 7th. Cheer on your favorite team as the season ends. The NBA playoffs begin April 19th. Swing away. Which golfer will ace the Masters Tournament, scheduled in April 7th through 13th in Augusta, Georgia? Watch the action on CBS, Paramount, and ESPN to find out. Calendar. April 1st is April Fool's Day. April 7th, no housework day. Good luck with that one. April 22nd is Earth Day. Do a good turn for your home planet by getting involved in a Scouting for Clean Waterways project. See go.scoutlife.org/cleanwaterways for details. On this date, April 4th, 1818, Congress approved the Stars and Stripes, with 13 stripes and a star for each state, as the official United States flag. Purdue Boilermakers center Zach Edey shoots over Connecticut Huskies center Donovan Klingon in the national championship game of the Final Four of the 2024 NCAA tournament. Fast facts, heads up, submarines. Submarines help scientists, explorers, and the military discover new things about our oceans. National Submarine Day is April 11th. Submarines are powered by nuclear energy, letting them stay submerged for months without needing to refuel. They are very quiet, allowing them to sneak up on other ships and avoid detection. Because of this, the submarine force of the United States Navy has the nickname the Silent Service. The HMS Vengeance holds the record for staying submerged for more than 6 months, the longest in history. Tiny submarines are called submersibles. Submarines use a system called ballast tanks to float and dive. Some submarines can dive as deep as 36,000 feet. That's deeper than Mount Everest is tall. Moving on to page 6. Heads up, animals. Animal honors. Whether fearless or funny, animals throughout history have inspired statues and memorials as clearly as ancient Egypt. Here are some monuments still standing today. Hachiko, a dog famous for his loyalty, is memorialized in bronze in Tokyo, Japan. After Hachiko's owner died in 1925, the dog returned to a train station for years to wait for him. A statue in Istanbul, Turkey, remembers Tombili, a street cat whose hilarious reclining pose photo went viral. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, has a statue honoring Winnie the Bear, named after Winnipeg, who inspired author A.A. Milne to create Winnie the Pooh. New York City's Central Park features a statue of Balto, one of the sled dogs who braved dangerous conditions to take medicine to sick children in Nome, Alaska, in 1925. National Dog Bite Prevention Week, held every April, raises awareness about the risks of dog bites. More than 4 million people in the United States are bitten each year, with about 20% requiring medical attention. Here are a few ways to prevent a dog bite. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't approach an unfamiliar dog. If a dog approaches you, stay calm. You don't want to startle the dog with loud noises or fast movements. Remember, dogs can be territorial. Try not to disturb them while they're eating, sleeping, or caring for their puppies. As the gear guy, heads up. Question, how much should I spend on a flashlight? That's from Emily in Toledo, Ohio. Answer, as with any piece of gear, first consider how you'll use it. If you want a big, tough flashlight to keep in the troop trailer or patrol box, you can get something like the Infinity X1, which is made with aircraft-grade aluminum and weighs a hefty 2.2 pounds. For a little pocket light that can help you find stuff in your tent late at night, the Scout Shop sells models from Nebo and Night Eyes, some for less than, well, $15. For a quality flashlight to use around camp, you can find quite a few in the price range at the Scout Shop. You can, of course, invest more for features like rechargeable batteries, brighter bulbs, and more durable materials. One flashlight I like is the LifeGear Searchlight 300. On one end is a bulb capable of producing 300 lumens of light on its brightest setting, and on the other end is a built-in emergency whistle as well as another bulb that blinks. The blinking bulb can be seen up to 2.5 miles away, making this light a nice addition to your survival kit. Ask the Gear Guy. Scout Life's Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. On X Backcountry app, learning how to read a map and navigate with it is an essential scouting skill. Most maps, though, won't tell you where wildfires are burning, what the weather will be, or what places are susceptible to avalanches. The On X Backcountry app can do all that, plus suggest nearby trails based on distance and difficulty. A yearly membership to the app available on iOS and Android provides topographic, satellite, and hybrid maps for hundreds of thousands of miles of hiking trails that can be accessed online and offline. It also features routes for mountain biking, backcountry skiing, and rock climbing. Upgrades let you pinpoint where private property lines are and check out 3D satellite imagery that's updated every 2 weeks. You can try the app with a free 7-day trial. Question. I'm looking for sandals for a beach camp out this summer. What should I get? That's from Kurt Augusta in Augusta, Georgia. Answer. You can find a cheap pair of flip-flops for a few bucks. They'll work for a weekend camp out where you're just walking across the sand. But if you're planning to go on more aquatic outings, especially on rocky beaches, you might want to think about sturdier sandals. Combat flip-flops, Coyote Flopperator, and X-Trofs on a sandal are good choices. They both have arch support, quality straps, grippy soles, and thick midsoles, providing comfort and protection for a long day at the beach. Those are all features to look for when shopping for sandals. Before you buy any shoe, go to a store and try out a pair. You might prefer footwear with heel straps or plastic clogs, both of which offer more support than flip-flops. Or you could opt for a sport sandal with closed toes that you can also use for hiking. As the Gear Guy, Scout Life's Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. Find more Gear Guy questions and answers in the Outdoors and Gear section of scoutlife.org. Rowing to Success. Scout Life Headliners. Life Scout wins gold. Graham Richardson, age 15. Hometown, Ridgewood, New Jersey. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 5, Ridgewood. Graham made headline for winning gold at the 2023 Head of the Schuylkill Regatta. The scoop, Graham won the freshman novice category of the Jim Barker Men's High School Single Race at this prestigious event, which included nearly 2,200 competitors from around the world. Graham had a time of 15 minutes, 26 seconds on the 4,150-meter course. In 2024, he won gold medals at the Haddon Hammer and Winter Watt Farm Indoor Ergometer Rowing Machine competitions and silver medals at Cooper Cup Under 17 and the Ironman Ergometer competition, all at the middle school level. Good job, Graham. Improving the world. First Class Scout founds nonprofit. Linda Piston, age 12, hometown, Gainesville, Virginia. Scout rank, First Class Scout, Troop 1182, Manassas, Virginia. Linda made headlines for founding a nonprofit, Linda's Lab, with the goals of improving science education and ending world hunger. The scoop? Linda partnered with a local chef to produce mealworm protein bars made from her organic mealworm farm. Linda's lab includes a science outreach program that lends mealworm science experiment kits to classrooms. Linda is a science experiment kits to is the author of Linda and the Mysterious Footprints, a children's book that teaches the scientific method, environmental stewardship, and the value of community service. She also earned a Scouting America Heroism Award for her role in saving a young girl from drowning, which was featured in Scouts in Action in last month's Scout Life. Good job, Linda. Keep it up. Know someone who is making headlines? Let us know. go.scoutlife.org/headliners. More Scout Life headliners. Ben and Ethan Prokopek, ages 18, hometown, Spring Lake, Michigan. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 37, Spring Lake. These gentlemen made headlines at the 2024 Michigan State United States Bowling Congress Youth Championship, where brothers Ben and Ethan teamed up to take first in doubles in Division A. Ben went on to take first in singles in all events. Bowling for Grand Haven High School, he was named to the first team All-Conference and first team All-State for the 23-24 season. He also was runner-up in Division I boys singles at the 2024 Michigan High School Athletic Association Bowling State Finals. Cyrus Barambegi, age 18, hometown, Arlington, Virginia. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 164, Arlington. Cyrus made headlines by developing a modified microbial fuel system that generated sustainable energy and electric power using anaerobic cellular respiration from select microorganisms. Cyrus received numerous awards, including the 2024 American Society of Mechanical Engineers, Washington, D.C., Section for Excellence in Engineering, the Yale Science and Engineering Association Award, and the MIT Club of Washington, D.C. Excellence in STEM Research Award. Cyrus was a finalist for the Stockholm Junior Water Prize at the state level for water-related and environmental science research. He also designed a new fungicide to protect crops from fungal pathogens in the biochemical labs at Purdue University. Great job, Cyrus. Nabuhi Aaron, Chase Hartman, and Ekanish Mittal. Ages Nirbi, 10, Chase, 19, Ekanish, 18. Hometown, nearby Richland, Washington. Chase, Tampa, Florida. Ekanish, Portland, Oregon. Scout rank, nearby Weblo Scout, PAC 231, Richland. Chase, Eagle Scout, Troop 46, Citrus Park, Florida. Ekanish, Eagle Scout, Troop 728, Beaverton, Oregon. These young men made headlines for being awarded the 2024 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. Nabhu co-founded Kids for Urban Trees and has planted more than 300 trees at local schools, parks, and public housing to counter the urban heat effect. Chase co-founded Echo Brothers, a nonprofit that promotes literacy, education equity, and conservation. Ikonish has focused research efforts on improving early detection of cancer, discovering new personalized treatments, and enhancing success rates of clinical trials and medicines. Ride on a boat underground. This troop explored a cavern that's home to the largest underground lake in North America. Troop 11 of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, sets up their sleeping area on tarps inside Craighead Caverns. Decades ago, this large room hosted dances. Below, Leland Graham makes his way through clay-covered passages. And down here at the bottom of left on page 11, Ben Phillips had to get dirty to get through tight passages on the troop's wild cave tour. Opposite page, the scouts check out the huge underground lake inside the cave. Peering into deep, milky blue water, scouts spotted something they didn't expect to see. Rainbow trout. You wouldn't think it would be all that surprising to notice fish in a lake. However, this lake is 140 feet below ground. Last May, Troop 11 of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, spent a weekend exploring the Lost Sea, a 4.5-acre lake within the Craighead Cavern in eastern Tennessee. Not only did the guys ride a tour boat across the underground lake, but they also crawled through muddy passages and spent a night in the cave. You can't really improve on this too much. It was a great outing, says Eagle Scout Cameron Thompson, age 17. Sea tails. Water is below your feet practically everywhere around the earth. It's what we often tap into to get water for drinking or irrigating crops. What's rare about the Lost Sea is that the groundwater doesn't usually pool together in such a large area. The lake is so big, experts aren't exactly sure where it ends. It's the second largest underground lake in the world, only behind the Dragon's Breath Cave in the African country of Namibia, which measures slightly bigger at almost 5 acres. Troop 11 wanted to check out this natural marvel, so they booked an overnight experience at the Tennessee Caverns. It was the first time some of the guys had been caving. When they arrived, the scouts first learned about the history of the Craighead Caverns. They were once used as a meeting place for Cherokee tribes. During the Civil War, Confederate soldiers mined it for saltpeter, a material needed to make gunpowder. We learned what it was like down in a cave, says Asa Beckett, 11, a scout. There were burn marks written by soldiers on the cave walls. In 1905, a 13-year-old boy discovered the Lost Sea. Over the years, the caverns were developed into an adventurous destination with boats, walking paths, and tours of undeveloped parts of the cave. Getting dirty. After carrying the gear to where they would sleep for the night, the guys loaded onto a metal flat-bottom boat for a brief trip on the water. They watched the rainbow trout swim around the 70-foot-deep lake. The fish were introduced to the Lost Sea decades ago in hopes they would show the previous owner if there was a passage out of the cave. Instead, the fish stayed. They try to nibble at anything that touches the water, says 17-year-old Eagle Scout Leland Graham. Then it was on to a main tour of the caverns before the guys turned on their headlamps for the wild cave tour. This guided two-hour excursion called on them to straddle rocks, slide down clay-covered floors, and crawl through narrow passages. I felt kind of scared about the crawls, but then I realized they weren't as tight as I thought they were, says Will Tart, 12, a first-class scout. I had totally green pants. After spelunking, they were clay orange. Having their headlamps taped to their helmets helped make sure the guys had light where they needed it. Once your fingers were covered with mud, it was hard to press the headlamps and buttons because it was so slippery, says 14-year-old Star Scout Ethan Cantala. It's important to see where to go, but the light brightened fascinating cave formations as well, like anthodites, also known as cave flowers. These intricate straw-like structures take thousands of years just to grow an inch. In the dark, the scouts cleaned up, bagged their muddy clothes, and got ready for bed inside a cave. But first, they played a fun card game called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza. When it was time for lights out, the guys' senses heightened, and it was tough going to sleep for many of them. Once all of the noise goes away, it's eerily silent, Leland says. Your ears aren't picking up any audio. There's no sound of anything. After a while, the adults started snoring. I think I was one of the lucky few that fell asleep before the assistant scout master started snoring, Cameron says. It wasn't the best night of sleep I've ever had because it was on a rock surface, but it wasn't too bad. Lying on rock isn't comfy, but the temperature inside the cave felt nice at 58 degrees. The climate in cave doesn't change as dramatically as it does at the surface. We had sleeping bags that could withstand 30-degree weather, Asa says. I slept with a sweatshirt and a beanie, so I was fine. Super spelunking. The troop emerged in the morning, greeted by the warmth of the sun. The most rewarding part was seeing the sun after 12 hours in the cave. After a game of Frisbee in the parking lot, the guys loaded up for the long ride back home. It was a fun trip. The scouts learned a lot about caves, history, and themselves. I learned that I do like the crawls, Ethan says. I'm not claustrophobic. I want to go caving many more times. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.